Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Hiest. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. And now, play ball. Al Hiest batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hiest hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bertel fires to second and picks off Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman bunts towards the mound. Koufax fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koufax fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Williams scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Neal hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Heist is 0-1 in the game. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kindle is 0-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Koufax strikes out. 2 outs. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wills is 0-1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Wills. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Will steals second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Altman is 0-1 in the game. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rogers is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Davis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Moon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Heist. Moon reaches second base with a double. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hodges is 0-1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. 2 outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Moon scores. Spencer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Verpel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Verpel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Verpel is 0 for 1 in the game. Verpel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koufax fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heist strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs 2, Dodgers 2. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Williams. The throw from Camilli and he is safe. Williams steals second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Moon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Moon reaches second base with a double. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Heist is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heist strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Sandy Koufax. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wills strikes out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Moon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Barney Schultz now pitching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bertel for a passed ball. Davis moves to third. Moon moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Schultz bunts towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Neal covering, for the out. Santo moves to third. Bertel moves to second. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heist is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ed Bausch now playing first base. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Howard pinch hits for Doug Camilli. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Duke Snyder pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Gordy Windhorn pinch runs for Frank Howard. Duke Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Neal moves to third. Windhorn moves to second. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Larker pinch hits for Willie Davis. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 2. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.